Blackstone Audio presents All the Secret Places, A Jim Sullivan Mystery by Anna Carlisle. This book is read by Colleen Marlowe. 1. Jim Sullivan was having the strangest dream. She was running along a narrow, rocky ridge, each footfall loosening clods of earth and pebbles, which stumbled and spiraled thousands of feet down through the open air. On one side, far below, wound the Monongahela River, its lazy curves and gray opaque waters as familiar to her as the back of her hand. On the other side was a dark void, as echoing and lonely as it was bottomless. Someone was pursuing her, but with the strange certainty that sometimes accompanies dreams. Jin somehow knew that turning around to face her pursuer would mean losing her footing and falling to her death. She could hear brush breaking and rocks clattering behind her as the danger drew ever nearer. And now there was another sound, an insistent rhythmic tone piercing the silence.
Jin! Jin! Sorry, sorry.
Her eyes flew open as the familiar voice next to her ear sent the dream images splintering. The room was cloaked in darkness, but it was nothing like the terrifying void of the dream. As Jin blinked sleep away and shifted up onto her elbows, the faint moonlight coming through the windows illuminated the comforting landscape of Jake Crosby's bedroom. There at the end of the bed was the rough-hewn footboard built from lumber he had felled himself. There was his flannel shirt, worn thin at the elbows and softer with every wash, hanging off one of the posts. On top of the dresser, in a tarnished silver frame, was a photograph of the two of them taken nearly two decades earlier in the stands at a Trumbull High School.